Today, the U.S. accused several countries by name of violating a ban on biological weapons. This is unusual. Rarely does the U.S. publicly name other governments. The charges were made at an international conference in Geneva about the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. The BBC's Emma Jane Kirby is covering the conference. She says that U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton made the accusation in a speech earlier today.
He mentioned Al-Qaeda as the most serious concern to international security, but he said beyond Al-Qaeda, Iran's biological weapons program remained a serious threat to international security. He also mentioned North Korea as having an extremely disturbing weapons program. He said that they were quite concerned about Iran, that Libya had an offensive biological weapons program, and he also talked of Syria and Sudan, which I should say have not actually signed the Biological Weapons Convention in 1972. He also said that the United States was concerned about them. Now, he did say there were other nations, other countries that were some cause for concern, but he said for complex diplomatic reasons he was not prepared to name those countries.
The
United States would be talking privately to them.
These would be countries that would be helping the United States, let's say Russia, for example, that would be helping the United States at the moment.
Well, he was not prepared to give any information at all on those he didn't name. He did just say in a conference, a news conference, straight after addressing the member states of the convention, he said, I'm not prepared to give any more information on who those countries are, but those countries know themselves who they are, and the United States will be in private negotiations with them.
Because there are names indeed being named here by Mr. Bolton, it's quite a different meeting of this convention, which goes back to 1972. There are criticisms about the United States, which is indeed a signatory to the convention. The United States has had a chance to join in the effort to establish an inspection system and did not. Tell us about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. In 1972, when the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention was signed by 144 countries, unlike other treaties, this treaty didn't have a mechanism to actually check that member states were actually abiding by the rules, weren't cheating, in other words, and actually secretly stockpiling biological weapons. The chairman of the protocol, Tibor Toss, is a Hungarian. He's been working on this protocol for the past 7 years, and he's desperate that the protocol isn't thrown out of the window by the U.S. Walking out and saying it just won't work. Now, for the past 6 or 7 years, the chairman of the convention, Tibor Toss, is a Hungarian. He's been trying to strengthen the treaty with a protocol which would allow on-site inspections to check that members weren't cheating. Now, back in the summer, in July of this year, the United States walked out of those talks. It said it refused to sign because on-site inspections would, in fact, compromise its national security and its commercial interests. So the United States really was in for a lot of criticism by a number of member states back in the summer. But the United States is saying that the convention doesn't work anyway and the protocol doesn't go far enough. This is why it is still saying, in spite of the terrorist attacks of the 11th of September, in spite of the anthrax attacks, it still says the protocol is just not strong enough and it is not prepared to sign a document, which is just what it said would make do.
The BBC's Emma Jane Kirby in Geneva.